I'm Christian Abbott.
I'm Nathan Lavender.
I'm Sean Abbott.
And this is the Red Mist Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Red Mist Podcast, Season 3, Episode 24, The Garage 56, Number 24, NASCAR entered Camaro of Jimmy Johnson, Jenson Button, and Mike Rockefeller, 2023 at Le Mans, kind of, car that captured the spirit of Le Mans. People want more of it. We should just have a whole class of those cars. Can all be spec. And then we do old style pit stops with jacks instead of air jacks. And fuel cans. So I like that.
Anyways. Oh, yeah.
All right. On tonight's episode, we'll talk NASCAR in the land of corn. And then we'll talk Le Mans, since that was pretty much the big event last weekend. And then some news and notes. Got some breaking IndyCar news. I'm just gonna talk the news, and then I'm not gonna opine on it because I am about ready to go Vesuvius on somebody. And then also like to wish a happy birthday today. 97 years young, the Nürburgring.
Happy birthday.
There we go. So, all right. Well, let's talk NASCAR quickly. It was a fantastic race on the newly, repaved segments of the Iowa Speedway. Watch the highlights. All I needed to watch. We had a little bit of some contact. Larson got taken out. It was dominant car, but he made kind of a... Even he admitted he kind of made a move that went three wide and it didn't work out. So it paid the price. But he's qualified twice, so he's in the show.
Three times.
Thank you. So that was good. But very excited to bring young Ryan Blaney to the winner's podium.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan has now locked himself into the race, so I'm very excited about that.
How many of the Penske boys are locked in now?
Logano is, unfortunately. We'll get to that in a second. Blaney owned the last half of the race, so it was good. He had a good battle with Byron, Chase Elliott, and Christopher Bell. Stenhouse had another good run mid part of the race. In sixth place, we had Logano. Josh Berry rebounded from his pinball bowling ball incident at Sonoma, Alex Bowman, and congratulations to dual citizen Daniel Suarez, who became an American citizen today. So, welcome to the country.
Very nice.
Oh, well, it's kind of nice that he took the time to do that. Yeah. I like that.
Well, he can celebrate his first 4th of July as an American citizen. He can
come up with some crazy helmet designs with the Mexican flag and the American flag. It'd be kind of cool.
He can do that.
Or he could, wear the Luchador mask. I think you should wear those. Go Paul Tracy style.
Yeah.
That would be fun. And then Bad Brad continues his amazing run this season with a 10th place finish. That's pretty much all I got to say about this. We're on to Loudon.
Is it Larry the Lobster?
I don't know. It's like the most...
I know it's a lobster.
It's dumbest thing going. We're from New England.
I know.
I don't need to see some 50-pound lobster that it does not even taste good.
I
want a big lobster. It's the worst tasting thing. It's so tough. Lobsters this big, chicken lobsters they call them, or just a medium-sized lobster, perfect. But oh god, They just love putting that thing up there. It's like animal abuse. Why don't they make the guy eat chowder or something? You know, after a nice hot race, a nice cup of hot chowder would be good.
What else?
Flapjacks. It's Maine. It's New Hampshire. Pancakes.
Yeah, but this is Vermont.
Syrup.
Yeah.
What do you want to bring? Like a possum or something out? Or like a bear?
I don't know. What's New Hampshire known?
Fisher cats.
Fisher cats.
They can wrangle a Fisher cat. Damn cougar in the car. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. The only good thing about this.
Actually.
The only good thing is Friday and Saturday. So Friday,
yeah.
Modified practice.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I think it's modified practice and qualifying. Xfinity practice. Mm-hmm. All for it. Then on Saturday, actually, you get the cup, 2 minutes of practice. And then you get Xfinity qualifying, Xfinity race, and then, you get cup qualifying. And then you get the modified race, which is on Flow TV. So I think 6 o'clock.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
6 o'clock. Right. It's like the last event of the day, which is awesome. Yeah, hopefully it doesn't rain.
Modifieds are at approximately 6:30.
Oh.
They're supposed to go for 100 laps.
I know.
Every
time they go, every time they race, it's like the best race of this. That track is built for modifieds.
And then the...
It's awesome.
Xfinity race is 200 laps, and they're starting at 3:30.
Why don't they start at 2:30? Just so they don't bump up against 6:30 with the modifieds, but TV, I guess.
Yeah, they should just start the day earlier on.
Yeah, but anyways, Saturday actually, Loudoun is kind of a jam-packed thing until you get to Sunday, and you get there, you sit around, you're hungover in the parking lot probably, and they don't race till 1.
2:30.
Oh, and there's no place to hide up there, as we well know.
Well, there's a couple trees. There's a rock, actually.
I come out of there. I'm so glad that we get to use the showers when we did the 2-day race weekends up there. Oh, my God. Or, if we went up the night before, because the dust is just amazing.
Yeah.
Anyways. And it was the same before, because it's a big sand pit. When it used to just be Briar, it was a big sand pit. It was cool. But anyways. All right, let's just take a quick look at the standings since you asked. You opened that door, so we got to go there. All right, so right now our season leader, Chase Elliott, locked in. Kyle Larson, locked in. Denny, locked in. Byron, locked in. Truex, on the outside looking in, still non-locked-in leader, and retiring this season. So, we'll talk more about that at the end of the season with our NASCAR expert. Tyler Reddick, locked in. Ryan Blaney now locked in. Very exciting. Christopher Bell, Keselowski. Then we got Suarez and Austin Cindric locked in. So, there we go. And we got young Ryan Blaney. This can't be right.
What are you sorting at?
Logano doesn't have a win. Is that true?
Do I need to fact check this as well?
Can you fact check that? I know the Penske team and IndyCar get their win taken away.
Let's see.
Says no win.
Since the start of the season, we got Hamlin, Reddick, Bell, Byron, Suarez, Larson, Bell, Hamlin, Byron, Larson. Elliott, Reddick, Hamlin, Larson, Keselowski, Gibbs. Nope. Logano. Oh. Logano does have a win on the season, but it's the All-Star race.
Oh, that doesn't count.
So okay. It doesn't count.
All right, so good. All right, so he's in the top 16 by... points.
Okay. Then is the Penske boys,
who's the other 2, one?
12 and 22?
Yeah, Cindric. Cindric's okay, so in. Cindric and Blaney are in.
All right.
Would be poetic justice if Logano didn't get in. That would be awesome. Anyways, all right. Well, that's enough of that.
How many winners
do we have? Yeah. We got 1, 2, 3, 4. Two. I got
10 with 9 races to go.
So that leaves 6 guys right now. So let's just assume somebody in this pack of 10 keeps winning. Mm-hmm. That leaves 6 guys could get in. But let's hope for some more first-time winners. Love that.
I mean,
hopefully one will be Truex. That could come this weekend, actually. He does well at New Hampshire. Smiley Logano's going to try and win
here, too. Didn't Buescher win last year at Michigan?
Yeah, I think you're right.
So they could, that team could show up. And
well, that would be 2 for Bad Brad, right?
Yes. Daytona's a toss-up.
Yeah, Daytona's a crash fest. That could be Michael McDowell or somebody. Seriously, I'm not joking.
There's
my luck, it'll be
Chicago Street Course in July.
Oh, no, that's, we already know who's winning that.
Is he running in that? I guess he's got to defend his title.
He is.
And then after that is Pocono and then Indy.
Is he SVG running a Watkins Glen?
That's in the playoffs though.
No.
We're in the playoffs by that point.
No, yeah, but he can run that race.
He can run it, yeah.
And just destroy, like, cause hate mayhem,
yeah,
which
he can,
I like.
He can do that, yeah.
What about the Roval at Charlotte? Do they do that again this year?
Yes.
Again, that another track where he could just cause mayhem, which I would like.
October, that's...
All right, that's still... All right, so there's 2 opportunities for him to just wreak havoc in the playoffs. I like it. All right.
Yeah.
Maybe we can bring some more supercar guys up, too. That would be fun. All right, so we're on the Loudon this weekend. Thank God we don't have to make any picks. Nate would like that, but we're not doing it. All right.
We know who's Nate, who Nate's pick is.
Oh, Keselowski.
Yeah.
He'll probably go Buescher. All right. Let's talk. Oh, it was just a week of... Well, it's hard to say it's a week. Because I need... Kind of like the test day's got to it's got to go back to the way it was.
I know.
But I'm not gonna. I mean, that's just a test day, so I'm picking a straw. Mm-hmm. The other thing I don't like how they.
This is Le Mans.
Yeah, well. I didn't like they did scrutineering. You know, it's just do it on the Monday Tuesday. You know, like it used to be. I guess they're trying to make it a 10-day spectacular.
I don't... The one thing I didn't get was qualifying. Because
they... On Wednesday?
Yeah, I mean, I get...
The second...
Okay, well, I guess first thing, qualifying being right after free practice 1, I don't really understand.
It was like that when we went.
Okay.
It's just the way it falls. They do that. Okay,
and then... But then for Hyperpole... They still throw out everyone out there.
No. No, they threw the 8 cars out there.
Yes, the 8. I'm sorry. When I say everyone, I mean all the classes.
Oh, the 3 cars. Yeah. I mean, if it was a 3-mile track, they wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I just... I
think it's 8 miles. They got to get going. They got to get it going.
Yeah.
I get where you're going with this. But
I just figured at least split the GTs and the prototypes.
That's all right. But, I mean, you know what? With 24 cars out there, you can find space, so...
No, I know.
That's the thing.
And it is only like a 40-second difference.
And we're basically splitting hairs there because overall, it was an amazing week.
Yes. Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah, outside of that.
It was nice. It was fun to see the GT3 cars on the big track.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they equated themselves quite well. I'm glad the Mustangs kind of got their crap together so they didn't have body parts flying off. I mean, I you know, that's just teething crap. McLaren's definitely came to play though.
Yeah, it was a tough battle for them because they were on fire like every other session.
Right. But they definitely came to play.
Yeah.
LMP2 was just, I didn't, it was, my head was falling off watching practice. My head was falling off watching qualifying. My head was falling off watching hyperpole.
Yeah.
Then my head completely fell off during the race. So with that class is amazing. There is just tons of talent in that. And, you know, we talked about this last weekend. It almost did come to fruition that we had a pro-am car win overall in LMP2.
Yeah, again, I'm still on the boat. I think this pro-am stuff doesn't matter because the way everyone works
driver's
schedule.
I know.
At the end of the race, like, your pros are in the car.
I know.
And if a caution falls away, then
it's just that whole class should just be one class. It shouldn't be because you're right, because the AM only has to do 4.5 hours. I believe. What? And technically, one of the teams did do it when they had the long pit stop.
Right.
And good for them.
Or the long safety car.
Yep. Yeah. And good for them.
Yes.
You know, it just lucked out. That's when they felt that their guy was better at night than he was during the day, which is probably true because the field's thinned out a bit. The problem is when the rain comes, it's not no bueno at night. But then they got the mother of all breaks. Hypercars.
Sorry, we do have a standing start here.
Oh, yeah, they do. All their races are standing starts.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. The hypercars, I mean, from the get-go, it was no complaints of balance of power, no nothing. I mean, there was some complaining coming out of the test day, but when it got to race day, it was all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean,
there they go.
There was tons of cars everywhere, so it was awesome. The Cadillacs definitely, came to play in practice, definitely in the qualifying, and in that. So, I mean, because Bourdais and Alex Lynn, they kept it going. I mean, Bourdais basically took pole, provisional pole, and he was essentially out of gas.
Yeah.
So he had a pit, so they couldn't fill the car. You can't refuel. Lynn comes in and pipes him, and then Kevin Estre, the last sector,
the middle sector
too. Well, was it the middle sector? Yeah, quicker
the middle, he brought it in close
and then he carried it forward really into the that is all about. I mean, it's like, I like that. It's that's what Formula One qualifying needs to. It was essentially a one-car format, you know, when they had spaced it out. It was essentially each car had, space on the track.
Yeah.
Which is what they should be doing in Formula One. I hate to say it.
Well, I mean, they do to a certain point.
They try to.
By Q3, it's done.
Yeah, but I still don't like when guys are backing up guys and there's just awkward moments.
Okay, then the tire needs to change, not the cars.
Well, at Monaco, it should just be single car qualifying.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't want to see one of these guys get, you know, seriously banged up, or a car get wrecked for no reason because, you know, Stroll decides to park it.
No, but the mindset with the tires can change as well, because I mean the bonus that endurance racing has is you need a tire that lasts.
Yeah, there was so Friday, you know, was kind of the quiet day. That was the VW Fun Cup day, which. Boo! Couldn't find any video live streaming of. So 100.
Oh well.
Was the car count? 160. What did I tell you? 160 or 126 something. It was over 120 cars.
Yeah, it was either 130 or 160.
I don't know. The timing sheet was crazy.
I did find a couple
in car ones.
No, a couple of spectator
shots.
Videos of the first lap. There was one person standing at Tête Rouge. And then someone was holding the phone up behind Tom Christensen.
What I would have liked, I saw that because you sent me that one. The one I would have liked to have seen is coming down under the Dunlop into the sweeping S's. I'd like to see that, or coming down the Mulsanne, or coming down the run from Mulsanne Corner to Indianapolis.
I would have liked to have seen the camera shot.
But it must have been crazy.
I would have liked to have seen the camera shot right before the second chicane on the mall sign.
It looked awesome.
Looking down the street.
The stuff I saw, but it looked awesome. I think the only sour note from practice was Callum Ilott banging the Hertz Jota car.
Yeah.
And that was on Wednesday night, late night.
Yeah, FP4.
Like, I had locked it in the hyperpole, and then just...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Then that would have been
FP3. It's FP1 qualifying, and there's the night practice.
So then that would have been FP2.
Yeah, whatever it is, that Wednesday night late practice. And he binged it, like, for no reason.
Yeah.
I mean, he admitted, I was just trying to go for it. I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Just cool your jets. You're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that necessitated them sourcing a new chassis, building it both Thursday night, Friday until about 4 o'clock, and then they took it over to the airport and got a waiver to go run at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Shout outs to the Porsche teams that all helped. They sent people over or whatever. The Penske guys had the extra Porsche chassis that they gave to them. So, you know.
Yeah.
Anyways. So that was probably the only real sour note to that. So race day, it was once again mixed bag weather.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really played into it, and really I think it really impacts the Cadillacs. I really do.
Yeah, they just
when it was dry, they were fine. But when it started to get, when it goes wet, dry, wet, you know, it just they just don't seem to react well to it.
No.
Again, I'll be honest with you. I think this is part of the problem, not running two cars in Europe, because they are running on a different tire than they are running in IMSA.
Yeah.
I will say this. He wasn't driving for the two factory cars. But Pippo Durrani, like, the guy at Le Mans is just a car killer. He just wrecks cars.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
Yeah, that one was bad.
It's just unreal. I have to... got to shout out the three teams. First off, Peugeot came with a whole new concept. Tried their best. You know, the car just, you know, whatever. I think the wet just doesn't, you know, again, the wet issue doesn't really help it. They did get the cars to finish. That's a plus.
They did.
Lamborghini, both cars finished inside the top 10, I believe.
Checking.
I have my hypercar only things here.
One finished 10th, the other one finished 13th.
And that is the one that finished 10th. Good news. That was, because where points go to the 13th place? So,
I don't,
It goes to the 13th place. And I don't think the second car, maybe it is. I don't know if the second car, no, is that, that's not the IMSA car. That's, Maybe they did get both points.
Checking. Come on. Standings.
I mean, Hertz, good for them. Jota, both cars finished in the points. Cadillac, the IMSA car, no, that was the wet car. The wet car finished 7th. We'll get to the other guys in a second. I do have one more team I want to. Yeah, Peugeot finished 11th and 12th, so both cars finished. Lamborghini finished both cars. And the Azzotto finished.
Yeah.
Well done, boys, because there's cars that didn't finish, and you kept it on the track. So good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Ran 24 hours. They were nine laps behind. But, whatever. Good for them. I don't even want to compare their budget to everybody else. Alpine, woof.
Yeah.
Viva la France.
Yeah, that was
That was 4 hours and 42 minutes. And then 50 minutes later.
Well, okay. I mean, those 50 minutes later was still on the same lap when it initially happened.
Yeah.
And they tried to get going
but
again.
Woof. But
yeah. No, I know.
BMW, like to thank Robert Kubica for ending one of their cars.
Yeah.
And then the next one was a kind of self-inflicted. Proton finished 16th with their car. They had problems. They had the door problem. They had the same problem at Spa. Like, the door wouldn't close. Hmm. Like, what? Like, how does that happen? But the Penske cars didn't. All right, let's get up to... I mean, the Penske cars, again...
Kind of a mixed bag.
Mixed bag. It just... Some of the driver lineups, I think, need to be kind of looked at. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Toyota did awesome. Unfortunately, the Buemi Hartley Hirakawa car, that was just... It was fast, but it was inconsistent.
Yeah, it didn't help that they got taken out by the Ferraris as well.
Right.
Because
Brendan got taken out, he had this...
Yeah, he got...
Because that was when Buemi went, like, absolutely ballistic.
Yeah,
the second place car,
I know.
Good job. You know, so I don't really see any reason to complain about the balance of performance. I mean, sure, Ferrari won again, but hey, Porsche won a couple years in a row. Audi won a couple years in a row. Toyota won a bunch of years in a row. So it's, you know, it's the way it goes.
Yeah, I mean, I think if they were to make any tweak, it would just be the Ferrari top speed.
Yeah.
That was probably the only thing that looked... No, I shouldn't say outlandish is not the right word. That was the only thing that was kind of obvious.
Obvious, okay.
Of like, all right.
All right. All right, so that's kind of where we are there. Let's talk LMP2, shall we? I don't have really anything else to talk about that race because overall the race was, outside of the banging incident with Kubica on Vantor, that was really the only biggest incident. Well, then Durrani piping the Cadillac.
Yeah, but...
Oh, didn't one of the Porsches get into the Aston when it flipped?
No, the Aston got on the wet surface and then went off.
Right, he was trying to leave room and then he got off.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it was just... Yeah. It was a big hit.
Yeah, big hit.
Indianapolis.
LMP2, our two favorites, United Autosports with Ben Keating, Philippe Albuquerque, and Ben Hanley finished 13th, and the CrowdStrike guys finished 14th after abandoning the car due to a lost wheel. I will say this, the CrowdStrike guys, out to lunch the whole weekend. I don't know where they were.
Nate picked these two.
I know.
I didn't
pick I know. The United, Ben's car... started off fine, but then it was handling like an evil son of a bitch, as they say in NASCAR.
Yeah.
Ben had a couple offs, and then one of them, they got a stone cut in the pulley, so the chain, you know, the drive belt pulley. Mm-hmm. So they had to replace that whole thing, and then he went back out. So it was disaster written all over there. Spike, Rexy's cousin,
got pole.
Got pole.
I was looking good for a bit there with that pick. And then finished sixth in class.
Sixth overall, but I believe that was... It was a podium for Pro-Am.
Oh, I don't have Pro-Am
stuff up. I don't have... It doesn't... It's weird. It doesn't break it down, but...
I was just going for overall.
Yeah, overall. Finished sixth. Yeah. Good for them. This team was stacked. Is this the one you picked?
No, I picked AO.
Yo, you picked AO.
Yeah.
This is this one with Jarvis, Garg, and Siegel.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the one that we were we were kind of all saying was under the radar, like. So, but they won. Congrats to them. Good job. The men from Poland, Interpol, followed up their win last year with a second on the second place rostrum, and then IDEX Sport finished third. That basically seesawed the whole way.
Five cars finished on the lead lap for LMP2, and then nine for hypercar. It was nine cars that finished on the lead lap.
Yep. And LMP2, it was just back and forth, back and forth. And in hypercar, for the longest time, it was definitely pit strategy. I will say this: Anthony Davidson, love him, but he needs to understand, like, when you, some of these teams, and Ganassi is the king of this, of going off strategy. They went off strategy. That was their only way of feeling that they could get the car up there. He just couldn't recognize it. And Martin Haven and everyone else was trying to explain it to him, and he just didn't want to get into it. You know, I don't know. Maybe he just doesn't understand it. I think maybe because when you're in used to, well, American racing, style racing, you understand that sometimes the teams go off strategy, and that basically it's all to try and catch a yellow flag at the right moment. And if you don't feel you have the pace and that's how you're going to win the race, more power to you.
Yeah.
And that's what they tried to do. And he just didn't get it. You know, it was funny. But everyone else, I mean, everyone in the box was like, I don't know what you're talking about, but they're going off strategy.
Yeah.
And essentially, I think Ganassi approached it like an IndyCar race. That's how they did it. Tried to save some gas where they could. I mean, unfortunately, that whole formula, it's a power formula. What do they call it? Engine power? Get
the BOP?
No, the fuel and the hype, you know, the regen and all that. When it fuels up the car, the thing, you know.
The virtual energy
thing? Yeah, the virtual energy thing. Yeah.
The race in hypercar is less about fuel.
As it is used in the, how do you manage that?
It's more efficient, like how efficient can you be?
And that's what I think Ganassi did. They just went another way. So I have no problem with that. They swung, and they, you know, unfortunately they missed, but hey. And I think what they were trying to do with the other car, had it Dixon's car, they were hoping that car was going to stay on the regular strategy, and unfortunately they had a motor issue, so nothing to do there. LMP2, though, it was all over the place. It was awesome, so no complaints there. LMGT3, it was tough because the battling in hypercar and the battling in LMP2 dominated TV coverage. No fault of anybody. Yeah. Just the way it was. Unfortunately, the doctor got taken out. His car got taken out. So they weren't really a thing.
Well, he made a mistake going into...
He made a mistake, but the other... who was the other kid? It wasn't Maxi Martin. It was... Amir Al-Arhadi, he was the one that put it off big time.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh, dude, the one thing you can't do with that car is with that high profile of driver. You can't be doing that. Jordan Taylor, interesting strategy by those guys. They took their bronze driver and got him the hell out of the car as fast as possible. So he drove boop, 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 because at one point of the race, when I was looking, it got to 10 o'clock Paris time. And so that was 4 o'clock here. And Jordan hadn't gotten in the car. But the other guy was like, you can see his driving time was, he was close to it. So they basically Jordan went two long stints overnight. Unfortunately, one of the stints, he got taken out.
Yeah.
And the other guy got a 5 second penalty. Well, there you go. So Jordan finished eighth overall in class GT3. The Iron Dames finished fifth. They had a couple issues with their car.
Yeah.
They did get hit.
I was gonna say, I think GT3 is more of a race of attrition.
Yeah, and I mean, because some of the prototypes were definitely hip checking cars out of the way, and these guys were staying out of the way. So I don't know. The Mustangs did fairly well.
No, they did great. Third and fourth.
Third and fourth. So great job by those It's hard to tell sometimes when I'm looking at the Proton thing because they had the black and the yellow car.
I know.
So good on them. That was a big deal for Proton. I think they were running. Didn't they run three Mustangs?
Yes.
Yeah. They did. The 77, yeah. Which was Ryan Hardwick, Zach Robichon, and Ben Barker. That they had a steering rack failure. So that was unfortunate. So, anyways, so third and fourth for the Proton guys. The Vets. That was what TF Sport.
Yeah. 11th and 15th.
11th and 15th. So, yeah, probably disappointing, but
yeah.
And that a car I thought that was the surprise in GT3 all weekend, the Lexus.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, Toyota.
Oh.
Is it Lexus or Toyota?
No, it's Lexus.
It's Lexus? So, yeah. Okay.
They call them the Lexus.
So, I'm going to just say this. I get this team that they have running it.
I know.
And we talked about this. But when, so Mike Conway, who was scheduled to drive the Toyota GT hypercar, he unfortunately got hurt the Thursday before test weekend. So they brought Jose Maria Lopez up, right? Maria Lopez.
Yep.
They brought him up from the GT3 program to the hypercar because he's driven the car before. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. They slotted in Jack Hawksworth.
Yeah.
The car has struggled all year. Now, I think Le Mans kind of played into it, but both cars did really well. But I think, I know he was there for a short time, I think Hawksworth was able to, like, tell them stuff. And, like, it's unfortunate they didn't bring over Parker Thompson. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the other person was, and then Barnacote was there, but he was running LMP2.
Right.
So I just wonder if, I'm also wondering if some of the Vassar Sullivan guys were there. Because, yeah. I mean, the car goes like stink in IMSA. And there's no reason. The only difference is there's some slight differences with traction control and stuff like this over here. But, overall, these guys could tell you what that car should be doing. Mm-hmm. So it had a good, I hopefully they can build on it because the car looks awesome. So, I know looks doesn't mean everything.
I think the only difference between here and over there is just the tire.
Yeah. Is it the Goodyear?
Yeah, I think that's the only difference.
Right. Maybe it is. So they finished seventh. Van der Linder and, Robin and Roglevet. I know how to pronounce this guy's name. I can. Anyways, they finished seventh and then...
Rogoslavski.
And then the Hawksworth car finished 10th. So top 10 finished there, so good points for those guys. Aaron Dames, like I said, it was just like a pinball out there. Mm-hmm. But Sarah Bovey, Michelle Gatting, and Rahel Fry did a great job. So obviously Dorian Penn was supposed to drive, but she was hurt, so she wasn't there. Team WRT did bounce back with a second-place finish. With Sean Galil, Augustus Farfus, and Danny Lung.
Yeah.
Nick Lung. Danny Lung.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I'm trying to think. Nick Lung, yeah, Danny Lung. Yeah. But the winner, and somebody called it,
That would be me.
Yeah. That's true. If I had looked at the weather forecast, too, I would have probably done the same stupid thing, because what car runs great in the rain? It's the Porsche.
Well,
the Manti team is no slouch.
I mean, I was definitely concerned with that pick going into the race. I wasn't concerned with the Toyotas because they had been up there during all practice. But the 91 Porsche did not look up at the top of the tables at all during the whole time. And then, especially in qualifying, they were like, 14th or something. They were buried deep back there. So, but
managed to work their way through. Led by Richard Leitz?
Yeah. It says they won by a lap, so I'm guessing that they caught...
safety car right?
Either the safety car right or
the leader.
The leader and hypercar split them.
Yeah, gotcha. All right.
So...
But anyways, fantastic. That was a great weekend. I think I saw 300 something 390,000 were there. It looked amazing. I know they had to put up with some hellacious weather overnight Saturday into Sunday, but that's Le Mans, and that's the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Just real quickly, no real news coming out of Le Mans in terms of new factory cars. They did extend the hypercar rules to 2029, so yep. that does now teams are now will manufacturers will definitely go, okay, now I've got a 3 to 4 year window, so
yeah,
that does make it. Oh, the other big thing was two cars next year. You got to show up with two in WEC in hypercar.
I thought this rule was out there for a while.
No, it's been kicking around, but it was official. Okay. They made it official. All right. So Cadillac got to get ready, and the assumption is that Cadillac is going over to Jota. That's the assumption. So I'd hate to see him leave Porsche, but if it's a factory program, not a bad team to run it.
No, it's not.
Hopefully Cadillac or GM gives them the necessary support. So
well, the other I guess my other thought of how it could go is if because it sounds like we were thinking that maybe Wayne Taylor and Ganassi are going to switch.
They are, but Jota's going to do the WEC cars, and
right, but you could do Andretti over in
But they're going to do IMSA. No, because okay. Wayne's that whole Konica program is all driven through IMSA.
Okay.
That's where the Konica spends. That's Konica's spend for the year. That's the bulk of their advertising.
I know, but
is the IMSA program?
But Andretti,
wouldn't
take over. Yeah, the Cadillac.
Yeah. I mean, they could. I mean, ideally, we'd like. Could they do four cars? I think right now, if they knew where they stood with the Formula One program, I would probably say yeah. They probably might have said yeah. But who knows? I don't know. But the prevailing thought is the Jota's going to get now that. Just so people know, that's a well-run team. Mm-hmm. First off, run by a bunch of guys that are real racers that started the thing. It's now got funding from Nightingale Capital Management, which is a pretty big venture capital firm. So from the U.S. and the folks that are there are very much interested in racing. I heard a very interesting interview with them. So overnight during the WEC television. So they're interested. It was nice. Tom showed up for a photo op on the grid, and then immediately flow to the UFL championship game.
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes complete sense. Way to go, Tom. Meanwhile, Zinedine Zidane was having the time of his life. I mean, Jesus. Anyways, thanks, Tom. And then the hydrogen car, it's making headway.
Mm-hmm.
Celine is here, and Steve Celine, famous for the Celine Mustangs and the SR1 Celine, he's looking to go that route. So some interesting stuff there. I like new technology, as long as it's not electric, I'm fine.
I've been interested in hydrogen, just the concept of it. So I mean, the only thing, the only obvious potential problem with it is if you rupture the fuel tank, it goes.
It'd just be like an atom bomb. So
yeah.
Anyways,
so but
what could happen
outside of that? I'm very interested to see how this could work.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll see. So that was. So there was just there was a lot of speculation that the new team announcements. I think you're probably gonna see that midsummer, probably July, August.
What
teams are going to be locking in for manufacturers next year and stuff.
Oh.
And new manufacturer announcements. I think that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So they're off to...
Hold on.
You're checking? I think they're off for a month.
They're off for a month, and they start back up in Brazil.
E Brazil! And then... The WEC schedule came out for next year, too.
Yeah.
No changes.
No changes.
So I'm excited. Emily's still there, so I have an opportunity to go there.
Yeah.
And if I don't go there, I can go to... Well, I'd like to go to Le Mans, but I think I'm going to do 2026. Coda's back on.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I mean, Coda's back on this year, too.
Coda's back on this year, but it was a replacement race this year.
Yeah.
So, but next year it's back on, so easy to make plans.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we have IMSA coming up this weekend at Watkins Glen for the 6 hour and the Festival of Speed there. We have Michelin Pilot. We have Mustang.
Challenge.
We have MX5 Cup. We have Lamborghini Super Trofeo. And then
I think that's it.
The big guys.
The big boys, yeah.
56 cars.
Yes. Yeah. Big field.
Anyways, that'll be fun.
Yeah. I think it also looks like it's going to be wet.
Wet in this weekend. Hot, wet, or hot and in wet?
Just wet.
Wet. More so than last year when we were there?
Yeah, definitely more.
Oh.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Because race day was fine.
Race day was fine. Saturday was, oof. That was monsoon season. That'll be my Sunday. I'll be anchored in front of the Peacock to watch that. And have Lee Diffie I'll have Lee Diffie screaming and yelling at me. Oh, no, I won't have Lee Diffie screaming and yelling at me because he'll be at Iowa for the IndyCar race.
Oh,
thank God. Oh, there is a God.
No, not Iowa. Laguna.
Oh, yeah.
IndyCar's at Laguna.
That's right. Oh, thank God there's a God. Oh, and no Townsend Bell either. Even better. Jeez.
Then which...
It won't be... Brian Till? Calvin?
Yeah, probably.
Can they bring back Dorsey?
I don't know. Or are they going to give Hind off the call-up?
Oh, no. No. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I'm looking at my monitor. No, you're looking at your timing screen. Because the car goes spinning off. Anyways, so that'll be that. We got NASCAR at Loudoun, IndyCar at Laguna, and the most bizarro driver announcement ever. I mean, like, I have no...
In IndyCar.
I have no idea. Like, Zach Brown is out there telling people that things are toxic at Red Bull.
I know.
And then they pull this stunt.
Yeah.
So essentially what they've done is... Now, Malukas self-inflicted, okay?
Yes.
Get it. Teo comes in, steps in, okay? Then they talk to him, okay, we want to drive the rest of the season except for Indy because you're not qualified? Yep. Mm-hmm. So Kansas Super Formula ride, which is an equivalent ride.
Yeah.
Steps out.
More than equivalent.
More than equivalent. It's a big deal in Japan.
Yes.
Steps out of that ride, and then he got shelved today for Nolan Siegel. Now, yes, Nolan Siegel, we had a nice outing at Road America, stepping in at the last minute. Had a fantastic outing at Le Mans, obviously winning LMP2 for United Autosports, which is Zach Brown's sports car team. Yeah. Okay? Now, I'm going to be blatantly honest. Nolan's got money up the wazoo from his dad, okay? And his dad does a great job of creating opportunities, both... Mm-hmm. You know, fills in the gaps, finds the sponsors, all that. He does do that. And, I mean, he uses his business connections to do that. Nothing wrong with that. But you tell me what makes him any better than Teo.
Yeah, right now. That's especially coming off the couple performances that Teo has.
He's improved.
Yeah.
I don't get it. But anyways, you know, and Zach, like, they go through, like, if I'm Rossi and I'm a Ward now. I'm like, what are we doing here? I mean, I'll tell you one person, it's probably not sitting well with Rossi because he is in a contract year.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm wondering if Graham steps out, which there's been a lot of talk about Graham's, and it has nothing to do with Graham's driving ability and anything like that. Graham's, he's got kids and stuff. He's got this like huge business empire and stuff. Mm-hmm. Would Rossi be a good fit over there?
I mean,
because he thinks he fits that mindset that's over there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Rossi can fit just about anywhere.
I'd love to see him at Penske. I really would.
No, I think he would be great.
Yeah, I really think he would.
I don't know. I guess Will would be the first one to.
There's been a lot of things. Well, a lot of things rested on Will's wife and how she responded to her illness and stuff, and mm-hmm. she seems to be on the road to recovery there. Yeah, so. Yeah. But
I'm not saying Will's not qualified anymore because he won a race. I'm just saying looking at the three of them right now.
Yeah.
I would probably venture to guess Will would be the first one out. I think
the way Newgarden handled himself, I don't know if that really went down with Roger. Well, would that push the pass thing? Because he got very on Penske. The Penske thing would have been shut your mouth. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I mean, even McLaughlin kind of, and I have a feeling they might have got brought in and told to just shut up. You know, let's not, it's bad enough. It's embarrassing mm-hmm. enough. We don't need you guys out there. And it's like, if someone's taking a barb at you, you deal with it. You just take it and move on. All right. Yeah. But, you know, Joseph's been kind of, some of the stuff in the paddock he's been bringing on himself. So, mm-hmm. I mean, there's definitely a lot of animosity towards him. And I think this stuff just heightened it even more so.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think Joseph kind of needs to reel in his kind of persona a little bit. So Nolan's going to jump in the car. Now, if he has a dog finish here, like...
Well, And let's be clear. This is not a reflection on Nolan. He has to learn and have seat time. It's going to be a bit. He's definitely got talent.
They're taking some guy that's been in the car for three races. They're taking him out of the car, and they're putting the kid in.
It's criticism on the management. That's just more so.
I'm hoping they're not setting him up to fail either. But anyways,
yeah.
It's also Malukas's big debut, so hopefully he will do better than Helio. That's the benchmark.
Actually, the storyline would be if Malukas beats Siegel out for the rest of the season.
100%. Or he beats at least one or two Arrow McLaren cars out each race.
Yeah.
It doesn't,
That'll be an interesting...
Yeah. So
story to watch.
Now Marshall Prue, who's been very close to Teo mm-hmm. since he came over, has reported that there are several teams interested in Teo.
Mm-hmm.
Have to think one of them is Coyne, but they're gonna have to pay the freight. Like Dale's gonna have to point because Teo's not bringing the money. I mean, Teo's not bringing money.
Mm-hmm.
He's bringing driving ability. I honestly can't think of who else it would be. I mean,
yeah,
Ray Hall maybe. I don't know. I don't know at this point. Foyt, Stingray, but he's bringing money to the ride. So
I know.
I can't see Teo going to Holocaust. You can't see that.
Mm-mm.
After that went down.
No.
I just kind of curious where that might go.
Yeah.
I don't know what Andretti, Ganassi, I don't know what they got in mind. So.
Well, what it's Colton, Kirkwood, and...
Marcus.
Yeah. Unless they did four cars, that would be about it. Right. Or if someone was leaving.
So. All right. Well, that was rather disappointing news from Zach in the land of McLaren. Also, mm-hmm. big rumor that Arrow's leaving a sponsor.
Yeah.
So we'll see what marketing Zach can pull out of his hat to cover that expense. All right. You know, it'd be funny if they went to Andretti. Anyways.
Yeah.
All right. So shall we do our picks? I don't have anything else.
Yeah, I got...
Oh, one thing. Congrats to Marco. Gonna be a dad.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So
very cool.
That was cool. Saw that on social media. Marco's. I didn't see anything from the grandpa to be. Sure that's coming.
Yeah. All right. So...
Oh, I will say this. They already came out with the name. It's a baby girl.
Oh.
It's Miria. like a Lamborghini Miura. It's M-I-U-R-I-A. Pretty cool. Very Italian. I love Jeez. It. Way to go, Marco. All right.
That's good.
Our wayward NASCAR correspondent who's undercover.
Yes. For IndyCar picks, Nate has selected Pillow
to win. Pillow!
And has picked Grosjean as his dark horse.
Ooh, okay. Gonna bite me in the ass again. I'm going Herta, just because it's a home track. Yeah. I'm going Herta, and my dark horse is gonna be. I'm gonna go Graham.
All right. Don't know why I'm stuck on this one. We'll go Pato. And then Dark Horse.
I like Pato. That's a good pick.
Dark Horse, who's down there? I don't know why my first go to is Ferrucci, but I've picked him too much this year. But that's not a good reason to not pick him
either. Yeah, stay with him.
No, we'll go Grote. No.
Nate.
Oops. Bad one. Can I pick Siegel?
Sure, if you want.
Yeah. We'll go with that. Who knows? Maybe he looks out on strategy or something. All right. F1.
Right.
There hasn't been any news or anything
with them. Other than Zach just shooting his mouth off every 5 minutes now, taking over for Toto.
Oh, FIA changed the rule for the age to be 17 for your super
right. license. So if you haven't won if you won X number of IndyCar events, blah, 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 you won the Daytona 24 hours in class, you're not worthy of an exemption.
No.
Yet, if you've not won anything in FP in Formula 2, hey. All right. There we go.
Well, okay. Well,
he was not a Formula 3 champion either.
No, I understand that, but Verstappen was not.
No, but he was the whatever that series was. He was up and coming champion. So yes.
Yeah. No.
This kid has not.
I know, but just to say that the requirement is to do well in F2.
It fits the Toto narrative, so it's all right. You know, so they'll bum rush Sargent out of the car. So, that's probably coming at Hungary. That'll be his last race. Guarantee it.
Not pleased with that. Anyways. I mean, I know it's kind of his own.
Bush move would be let him run it at Coda and then can him. That would be Bush. Yeah. So, anyways, I don't even want to go on about that. There's some drivers, older drivers, out there, that are like pissed about this whole thing. So, anyways,
yeah.
All right, Nate.
Date for the race at Barcelona.
Barcelona.
First race of three.
Triple header.
Yep.
I should bet on this.
You got
Can I do a three race parlay? I wonder.
What, Max?
Possibly.
You know he's got Austria.
Yeah, well, anyways, let's move on.
All right. Nate for Barcelona here. He's got Max winning. Lando second. And Leclerc third with the Alpine of Gasly.
There we go. Like that. Yeah, well, all right.
We'll see.
Let's go Barcelona. Me. I'm going Max to all win. Right. This is the drive that he puts the nail in the championship coffin. Mm-hmm. But this is. I should take him as a dark horse, but I'm not. Checo's going second.
Okay.
Third, I'm going to go Lando. I think Ferrari's got issues. That's just my opinion. My dark horse, and I know this is like out of the box, but it's going to be Lewis. I can call. He can be a dark horse because he's been in that back half of the top 10. So I'm going Lewis.
All right.
If people are picking Fred as a dark horse, then Lewis can be a dark horse.
All right.
Well, and I hate to say that about Lewis.
I know. I'm gonna.
Oh, let's do it. Let's just put the kiss of death on it.
Max, and then I'm gonna go Signs.
Oh! You're going
hometown.
Hometown. That's, yep. I like that.
Yeah. And then.
If Carlos wins, I would actually go nuts.
Yeah.
I would actually like that.
No, that would be great.
Poetic justice too.
And then I'm gonna go Piastri.
All right.
For third, dark horse.
Lando.
No. Dark horse. I'm gonna stick with Fred as a dark horse.
Okay, so, that's fine.
Because
Spanish Armada there.
Yes,
got it. I have no problem with that.
Although he'll probably get canned in some fashion this weekend.
Yeah, Stroll, like stop in the corner and take him out.
Something's gonna happen where he's not gonna be there, unfortunately.
All right. But, yeah. Well, we got a lot of racing this weekend, so looking forward to it. Mm-hmm.
F1 at Barcelona, IndyCar at Laguna.
It's going to be
NASCAR's at New
Hampshire. Until Sunday, it's going to be tough to keep on IMSA at Watkins Glen.
Watkins Glen. IMSA's at
that'll be my Sunday project.
Yeah.
All right. And on that note,
good night.
Thank you guys for listening to the Redness Podcast, hosted by Christian Abbott, Sean Abbott, and Nathan Lavin. It's produced by Christian Abbott, and music is by Alex Wart and Harrison Tate.